Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. Another edition here, the Brilliantly Dumb Show. The Brilliantly Dumb Show is not complete without Mikey V coming in hot, Joey D coming with a cup of tea, and we are back up and running. Fellas, how are you today?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. What a great day it's been, and what an exciting day and an interesting day. Joe,
Joey
that
D,
is,
how are you?
You got some chamomile there, Joe?
This is the Egyptian organic chamomile.
Joey D, why don't you...
I don't know what the Egyptians do better for the chamomile than everyone else, but it's sensational.
Is it Joey chamomile D. or chamomile? Or does anyone give a shit?
I say things so wrong, Mikey, that I could tell you either, and I'd be wrong.
I'd believe you, though, because I would just dismiss it as that's the way Canadian people say it, so that's fine.
I always got that under my belt.
Joey D, why don't you take the floor and tell the people your thoughts? I know you got a lot to say. I know you got a lot to get off your chest in regards to the P. Diddy situation. I know this is something that really, really affected you, Joseph.
Well, you know, as an avid follower of the hip-hop scene for years, someone who prides myself, you know, within that community, I was a big fan of Sean John growing up. I had some of those velour tracksuits. It's very disturbing. It's very, very disturbing. And, you know, I just don't understand. You know, maybe you guys can enlighten me how some of these guys, man, like the Kanye Wests of the world, these guys, they got the world by the absolute cojones. They got everything and more that they could ever want. And now, you know, these guys, they just fly too close to the sun, man. I don't understand it. I never will, maybe.
That's what it is. These guys got too much. You know, these top tier A-list celebrities. I'm not talking about every celebrity, so don't loop me in or, you know, group me in with that. But, you know, a lot of these people that you find out are like the sickest sickos are the ones that are like at the highest level of celebrity with the most money. And my theory has always been that I just think that they get bored and they can have whatever they want and they get whatever they want whenever they want it. And they hit a point where it's like they start deviating away from the norms. They start going for taboo shit. And this is unfortunately some things that could happen, I guess. Now, the stuff that happened in this report with P. Diddy is nuts, bro. Implicating Cuba Gooding Jr., underage girls, you know, sex, you know, having, you know, sexually assaulting another man in his house. Yeah, grabbing the guy's junk and making the guy watch videos of guys banging each other and drugging his girlfriends and then making him
okay.
I'm just saying
this
is all in a 73 page report.
Far from that at this point. And by the way, I'm gonna even go a step further, and Mikey, I had said it to you prior, that Nickelodeon documentary that I had just watched,
the Quiet on Set,
that will absolutely, it'll ruin your childhood. I mean, that was one
what
of
do
the
mean,
hardest
ruin childhood.
There's this guy, Dan Snyder. I believe his name is Dan Snyder, and he was basically like the number one at Nickelodeon. He wrote all the jokes for like the Amanda Bynes show and some of those Nickelodeon shows, the most popular ones. He was like the joke writer and all this. It was him to a large degree, but then there was another guy who was really like sexually assaulting like kids. Like the one kid who was the star show. The one kid who was, I don't even know his name. He had his own show though. He's a big name. And he like, this guy would groom him, basically groomed him and like went to his house, sexually assaulted this kid. This other guy, the Dan Snyder I was talking about, would get like massages as like, you know,
right,
from kids,
right,
like it's just weird
too.
Shit, bro. Weird shit. I'm
what is wrong with people, man?
But then
I don't got my shit together, but I mean, some people are just really fucked up. Pardon the French.
Yeah. When it involves kids, that's like, you guys will see one day when you have your own, if and when you have your own, which I'm sure you will. Like, that's where it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Like, if that ever happened to my kid, like, I don't know how I couldn't kill that person.
Oh,
I just don't know how I just don't know. Like, knowing my personality, I just don't know how I would be able to control myself in that situation. I don't know.
But then if you look at, like, Amanda Bynes, who had to deal with this. And you look at them.
By the way, she's psychotic now. Have you seen her?
Well, yeah. Well,
she went through a lot of, she got fucking, she was fucked up. She was in that fucking environment. Toxic
she went through
environment.
It?
Now, by the way, I'm not, yes, I don't
She was assaulted?
I don't know if she was, but like she was subject to all that grooming stuff and all of that, like from this guy, Dan Snyder. And like, there was exchanges for like, oh, you know, you want to work here, you know. They got a massage.
Isn't Dan Snyder the owner of the Commanders?
That as well, Joseph. Yeah, no. That as well. That is a different.
It's another guy, Snyder. It's another guy, Snyder.
If your name's Snyder, you got problems.
Yeah, I got to see who the guy is because maybe I.
By the way, I don't want to start the show on this tough of a note, but.
No, Dan Snyder. Dan, not Snyder.
That's the owner of the Commanders.
No, this is Snyder, not Snyder. Snyder. Dan Snyder. So that's
I don't want to start the show on this note, but I will say it fucked me up pretty bad. I mean, it really, it's one of those.
Where was the Netflix episode? Was it Netflix?
It's on Max.
It's on Max. Yeah.
Yeah.
HBO Max.
Fucked me up because all these kids, all these shows you were watching. I mean, it just,
how many kids was it?
Well, who knows? I mean, who knows the total of it, but it was, you talk about a tough, it fucked
Hopefully
me
it
up.
Didn't happen to any of the Rugrats.
Jesus
I watched that a lot.
Christ, Joe.
And that was a cartoon,
sick.
Joe.
You're really.
But they're still voice actors for the Rugrats.
Yeah, but I don't know if I really know the Rugrats.
That was the one I don't know.
I just
always watch Chucky and Tom. Yeah,
what a ridiculous.
Angelica.
Just an absolutely ridiculous comment.
I don't
comment
know. Tommy,
to make,
Tommy, Tommy
well,
Pickles,
no, there's voice actors
to go through counseling. I don't know,
Well, I mean, the voice actors for them.
Now, you know what I will say that is a little tough? And look, you know what? With what this kid went through, fuck, let him do whatever the fuck he wants by any means. Drake Bell, right when this all happened, I think, he then released a new song or whatever. Hey, you know what? Maybe he should just capitalize on a lot of the publicity right now going on. He released a song right after this documentary had come out. And you know what? All the power to him. Holy shit.
I mean, I think you see some of these child stars, like you see being a kid in Hollywood, man, you see some of these kids, like the guy who played the goalie from Mighty Ducks. Like he was on heroin.
What about Macaulay Culkin?
Macaulay Culkin was the next guy I was going to mention.
Well, that kid was a star.
Before you even have, like, being a child actor itself already kind of fucks you up to where you're not living a normal life. Then you put that on top of it. Forget about it.
Was everything okay with the Hannah Montana?
Hannah Montana, I think, is in the clear, Joseph.
Well, you wouldn't know it by watching her throughout her time.
You know
what? Is that Miley?
Miley Cyrus.
She went
right
the
chain ball.
She went off the reservation, and I like that one song she had too. I actually genuinely
Wrecking Ball.
No, the other one, the
Party in the USA.
Party in the USA.
Yeah, that was a good song.
The Climb. Yeah.
No, Party in the USA.
But
you got a few bangers.
She's a fan of that. She's come back to life.
Yeah, she okay. Good.
She's still a little bit.
I saw her
on
College Game Day. She looked like a Looney Tune on College Game Day.
Did you?
She looked like a fucking Looney Tune.
Did you? Yeah.
I feel like some of these people in Hollywood, they got to be a little edgy.
I don't know. I just think, again, I just come back to, you look at these people, they just have everything and they could just get whatever they want whenever they want it. And that's never good. I just don't think that very rarely works out for people in the long run, because if you're not really like a grounded person and you were brought up that way and then you continue to get treated that way, I just like, it's like, it's like the ancient emperors, like these Roman emperors, they were the most insane fucking people. They were doing God knows what, like fucking Caligula and fucking Nero and all these guys. I mean, they were doing some of the most fucked up shit of all time. Like, it's never good when you consider yourself to be an untouchable, person of that much power. I just think it's dangerous. I just think it's dangerous.
I'll be honest with you, and the last that I'll say about it, I wish I didn't see it in the sense of it really did. It was such a hard watch, but once you start watching, you can't stop.
What made you watch that?
I had nothing going.
Yeah, but
you
why?
Don't watch,
I mean, that's the kind of documentary. That's good,
often,
though.
No,
that's a good thing to watch.
I do. It's the movies I don't watch. Documentaries I can get very into.
I used to always watch the what's the guy who did the bowling for Columbine one?
That's Michael Moore.
That's a freaky.
I liked his stuff.
Was it Michael Moore? Yeah, Michael Moore.
What is this? What was the one he did? Was the one about American
Bowling batter. For Columbine was a big one. Yeah, that was another big one. Yeah.
He had some bangers back.
He's another crackpot.
And then what about the Super Size Me one? You ever watch that?
That was great.
Super Size Me was great.
That we put that on our top five docs.
Yes.
Did we?
Yes.
Remember, we did it?
Yes.
And by the way, the beauty with the snake draft now, and we've said this before, we can now revisit all
everyone.
Of this
stuff. It changes everything. You know what? It was like an epiphany. It just changed the whole show.
Yeah. It's pretty great. Now, sorry to get off on a dark note. Go ahead, Joseph.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I've been really relishing my one win that I've had in a long time. It's felt nice to be at the top again.
We knew it as it was happening. There was no way that wasn't going to go down. So
yeah.
Good for you, Joseph.
I studied for this week too. Let me tell you.
Wow. I mean, that should be every week. You should be ready to go there, Joey D.
Well, it was a good feeling. It was kind of euphoric.
Very nice. You were ready to go on the last one and look what happened. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brainly Numb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track. BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. BetterHelp.com.
I tell you, man, every morning I am waking up with a new aching pain. You're in bad shape.
Not like shape physically, dude.
No, I know what you mean.
I guess it is physically.
I'm telling
Mikey,
you, man.
Do you have those, the what do you call it, Theraguns?
I do. I don't use it enough. And every time I use it, I'm like, why do I? I know.
I'll tell you this. To see this guy at the Breezy Lounge, just even the way that he's sitting in that seat, you could just tell that it's
not comfortable, Bob.
No, you don't. You look very, very. And I don't know if it's
you're a large specimen.
I just it's a sad world, honestly. Like Andre the Giant, I really like, the older I get, the more sympathy I have for a guy like Sean Bradley or like Andre the Giant.
Imagine Andre, they didn't have any.
That's what I mean. And I think I have it bad. And then I have to sit back and I got to think, like, you think you got it bad. Like, what about these poor guys that are like legitimately 7 feet tall, bro?
Like, the tallest man in the world was 8 feet tall.
You know what I watched recently?
8'9", Joe. Robert Pershing Wadlow.
I think he lived to 15.
8'11" inches tall, Bob.
How do you know that?
I was a big Guinness Book of World Records guy, Bob.
Did you have the book?
And we've talked about this, how sad the legacy of Guinness World Book of Records is becoming.
Yeah, I agree with that.
How many books a guy could flip in a minute? That's not a fucking world record. Tallest guy in the world, fattest guy in the world, longest toenails in the world, longest beard in the world. It's got to be something. Yeah, that's Robert Pershing Wadlow. Look at him.
Oh, so let me ask you this, Mike.
Now imagine the pain that guy must have woke up in every fucking morning, man.
See, like, to me, it's not just the pain. To me, it's the way that people look at you. The inconvenience of life, but even just the way that people look at you. You know what I mean? As if you're like a zoo animal.
Especially, well, I would imagine he had to parlay that into some kind of cash. Back then, there were still freak shows and stuff. I'm sure he was able to. Yeah, he was a big guy.
Do people look at you a little funky, Mikey?
You've been in my company numerous times. I don't know. Do you think people do? I don't know. I think people put their eye on me sometimes, but I don't know if it's because, I guess maybe because I'm very tall. I don't know.
Where did that guy sleep?
Good question. I mean, it's a legitimate
on two twin beds stacked one on top of the other.
This guy had to have a special tailor. That's insane.
Yeah, I'm gonna totally completely botch his name, but I was watching Victor Wembanyama doing a workout.
Yeah,
also too with how frail he is, and I know they're gonna try like and beef him up.
Looks like an alien.
You also do wonder how he's gonna be able to keep going you just think that his body is going to break down sooner than the average body would break. I mean, I almost feel like the guy has got like 5 years if you look at him. I mean, it's strange.
Dude, I'm 38. My body's totally falling apart. Completely falling apart.
Yeah, you're turning 38.
No, I turned 38.
Oh, that's right. We celebrated your birthday.
Yes.
So that was 38. Oh, yeah, my God. Dude, I think about this all the time. Well, not till June.
He's got some time on 37.
Enjoy it. You know what the Italians say? My dad will be like, you're 38. I'm like, I'm not 38 yet. He'll say, you're in your 38th year. That's what they say.
The Italians, so technically. The Italians are classic. The Italians are classic with putting the cart before the horse when it comes to death. That's a classic Italian trait. I know you listen. I love you very much. She has said to me, I had to tell her the other day, I said, you got to stop saying this, Ma. Yeah. You got to stop saying, you know, when I'm not here anymore, when I die.
My dad says he's got like 15 years. My dad's like 10 years.
Piece of guilt. That is the most classic Italian piece of guilt there is. When I'm not here anymore, you're going to be sorry when I'm gone. When I'm gone, I'm like, Ma, where are you going? Where are you going?
You know, the only person I met.
You're not in a wheelchair. You're not, God forbid, you're not debilitated. You're completely fine.
The only non-Italian person I've heard who speaks as much about their death as Italian people is the Jet. The Jet talks about his death all the time. He talks about he's going to die like tomorrow.
I don't like to hear that, dude.
This guy came back
he's
to gotta my
stop
place.
Gambling, dog. He's
Mikey, stop gambling. were you watching the Fade stuff on Twitter?
I mean, Bob, I mean, you post about the guy picks a loser every day. It's concerning. Concerning.
You think he would just ride picks at this point.
And I try and get him to not, I try and tell him just to stop, to not bet.
Faye Jett's really good content, though.
It's fantastic.
It's fair, it's really good.
He can't win. He is one of the all-time. And me and Joe were talking about it this morning. He has this theory when he thinks he has the system figured out where if a favorite goes down at halftime, he looks at what the original spread was and then will always pick them to come back, or some ridiculous theory where it's like
a lot of people like to second half bet a favorite that's down at half, though. Like that's a common approach to gambling, though. That is,
but,
like
but
something
he thinks that the spread to start the game is the be all end all.
Yeah, no,
it's not. It's just a starting point.
I mean,
yeah,
Mikey,
it's tough.
He can hit a bet. He's one of the very
did
worst.
Did he hit anything yesterday?
He was hitting the games that I gave. I actually had a great day yesterday. I was doing
I think,
really
by the
good.
Way, I think Bob's back.
I do too. I've been, you know what I think? Not to say that it all won't crash and burn, because it probably will. I think your odds of betting, I think, are second half bets where you could see these March Madness games, where you could see how each team is playing for the first half. I feel so much more in control going into the second half bet. Again, I'll go over my next 15.
You know, and that's funny that you say that, because always with the only subs, how I always was like, you know, I really wish that I could do more live betting, posting about live bets, because college football live betting is like one of the areas where I really, really do well. But the issue with that is like you put out a live bet play, and if it hits, you're going to have 50, 60% of the people that follow you say, I didn't see it. Where was that? Where was it? Because picking live betting, I agree that live betting is a big money maker, and that's why a lot of offshore books will not give you many options in live betting, because that's a bet that the house usually doesn't do nearly as well on as a set game spread or a total. So that's why, you know,
the line changes currently. So if you give it out and 2 minutes later somebody sees it, it's not the same.
Right.
You can't expect it's very tricky as a handicapper like you are, Mikey, to give that out.
That's exactly right.
Unless it's a second half, then that's different.
Different because you have the halftime. That's a little different. But to live bet like
no, you can't.
Inside a quarter result of next drive result. And like, you know, if you're really watching and paying attention, you could do some damage that way. But
you know, tough. What's amazing though is, and God, I love the man to death. I really do. He's blood to me. He thinks he has the system. Like he says things as if Vegas doesn't already know or aren't seeing what, as if they haven't factored in what his thoughts were. I know he's going to hear this. And he's gonna be pissed.
But yeah, he's gonna be.
I started cracking up yesterday looking at him. I said, "You are such a loser. Every game.
He really is. Man, talk about a harsh, reality.
We had a good laugh because I started cracking up about it. And then he finally broke, but he every weekend he just comes over and just gets railed. So the fade jet movement is I tell people what he likes, and everybody was fading him all day long.
You know when he won? When he had that Grimaldi's pie. That was a winner.
When was that?
In Arizona?
Yesterday, Bob. You posted yesterday that you had Grimaldi's.
Oh, you're saying winning by eating the Grimaldi's?
Yeah, that was a big win.
I got a big issue, by the way, too, that I want to say. Is the Grimaldi's was incredible.
Okay, but good.
I have such a lot of pizza places will just put, did we talk about this last week? They'll just put margarita on their menu.
No, we didn't talk about that.
Nobody really knows what actually is the difference between a margarita and then just regular cheese. And it's very confusing. So I did one margarita and then one cheese just to ensure that I was getting the
right cheese. Is much different.
The cheese is a traditional pie.
Yeah, it should be a traditional like cheddar.
That's fine. Like, yeah. But what is cheddar. They had it as traditional.
Not cheddar, but like a white, it's a different cheese. Like
it's
the
mozzarella. It's not a fresh mozzarella.
It's not buffalo mozzarella.
Yeah, right. It's just shredded mozz. It should be just shredded mozzarella. That's what it should be. But I prefer traditional over margarita. I think margarita pie, and I think we've talked about this, I think margarita pie is wildly overrated.
It's got basil on it too, right?
Maybe I shouldn't say it's wildly overrated. I'll say this. I prefer, if you're going to go with a football pizza or whatever, like a delivered pizza, not a bar pie, I think that traditional pie, regular pizza pie, is so much better than going with a margarita. I don't even think it's close. That's just my opinion. The margarita just does not do it for me.
When you're in Italy and you have a margarita, it's pretty special.
But that's different, though. It's different, Joe. I'm talking about sitting on my fucking couch ordering a pizza for football.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying.
I'm not sitting on the fucking banks of Tuscany. You know,
I know. I'm just saying if you do it the right way, like it's botched over here.
Yeah, I think
people make it. I think there's places that do it right, but like if you go to a restaurant and you're sitting there and you're going to go there specifically for Neapolitan style margarita pie, that's one thing. I'm just speaking to if you get a pizza delivered to your home, like a pizza pie. I just feel like traditional pie just hits so much harder than margarita ever will. That's just my opinion.
By the way, in regards to Grimaldi's, did you see we got tagged in it left and right? Did you see the Grimaldi's owner carried out?
Yeah, you know what? We're not supporting him. We're having a good pizza.
No, well, yeah, but that's true. But I'll tell you this.
I tell you what, innocent until proven guilty, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But if there was a guy who looked like he was guilty.
I mean, it does.
This guy looks like he might have been hanging out with P. Diddy on the side.
He does. Diddy. I mean, when you watch him walking out and him in cuffs, it checks out. Now, I'm not saying he's guilty, and I'm always going to give Grimaldi's the benefit of the doubt.
Of course.
It definitely does look like
it. Folks, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I'm telling you right now, Athletic Greens is the real deal. I take it every single morning. Every single morning, I'm suiting up with the one, the only Athletic Greens. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized, helps your gut health, and does it all. Do the right thing. Knock down some AG1 today. You can't go wrong. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. You cannot go wrong. Start your day right. Take care of your health. Take ownership of your health with the fine folks over at AG1, Athletic Greens to the Moon. Let's head on into our buy or sell of the week. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Joey D, take it away.
I have a sell this week. I feel like I'm selling a lot. I want to buy stuff more, but I just...
Nothing's doing it for you. That's the problem.
Well,
you
know, no, there's
standards are through the roof.
That's not true, Michael. Okay. There's just things that have been irking me lately. And this is another one. And I feel like it just, the product, it's not made well enough that it needs to be stated. I'm selling the coffee sleeve. I'm telling you right now.
The what?
The coffee sleeve. You know, the sleeve
the that goes over the cup? You're
yes,
selling that?
Here's why I'm selling it.
I'm very curious about this.
Either nowadays they're making coffee hotter than they have ever made it before, or these sleeves are just insufficient. I literally was holding a cup of coffee with Ticket the other day before we got on the plane. I had to keep transferring from hand to hand the cup because even with the sleeve, it was burning my hands. And it happens all the time to the point where you got to double up on the sleeve.
No, I wish I had that problem. I don't think coffee's being made hot enough.
Oh, my God, Michael. Coffee. It's burning your mouth. The second
well, you drink it black, though, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It burns your mouth the second you take a sip. So maybe it's a two-pronged effect. The coffee's got to be a little bit less hot. But the sleeve, the essence of the sleeve is
want to know the move? You want to know the move?
I double up now.
Double the cup.
No, I double up the sleeve.
But Mikey,
Double
but
the
no,
cup.
But some places will charge you if you get an extra cup.
Oh, no, that's ludicrous. Ridiculous. Only Grimaldi's
say I need an extra
that.
Cup. I need an extra cup.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying is that I think like even at the sip club, I got to do it. I got to double up on the sleeve because it still burns my hands. You're making Joe. Something to it'd be like putting on gloves to go outside to prevent yourself your hands from freezing, and then you got to put on another pair of gloves.
Sip Club is such a good deal. They got to cut corners somewhere.
Joe, I will actually tell
you. Insulation ain't there. They got to save a buck.
I tell you, it happens all the time, Mikey. The sleeve should be stronger. It'd be like using a condom and then it's not working. You got to double up on the condom. The whole idea is the sleeve is to prevent your hand from getting burnt. And it's not
if
working.
If the sleeve doesn't fit.
I stopped by Panera Bread actually for a coffee today.
Did you join the Sip Club?
It's a really good cup of coffee.
Did you join
they
the Sip Club?
They got variations too.
I didn't.
Are you running like tryouts? Perhaps you'll join the Sip Club?
You know what made me sad was just going in there, just knowing the coffee was great. I got the hazelnut. Panera makes
that's
me
a
sad.
Good roast.
Just
you
to
know
they're on their way out.
I think we should have a coffee combine.
I'd love a coffee combine.
A coffee combine.
How does that work?
I think when we're together next, so that'll be Talladega. Perhaps we go to the big chains. We go to a Starbucks. We go to a 7-Eleven.
We rate them all.
Wawa. We go to Panera. And we go to Dunkin'.
That's good content, Michael.
We run a coffee combine. We do a blind taste test coffee combine.
Joey, do you take it away?
My only problem with that is by the fifth cup of coffee, you're going to be sick of it.
How
so
No, you take a sip. You take a sip. You're not drinking the whole coffee. You take a sip.
I'll stand on the throne right now. The hazelnut roast at Panera, just the plain coffee. I'm not talking espresso or anything. That'll stand up to
That's
any
fine.
Other big chain.
It was very good, Joe. It was very
and
good.
You know what, Bobby? You know what you need to try the next time? They got the light roast. So you do like a two or like a half cup or a three quarter cup light roast, and then you just dabble with the little top up of the hazelnut. Oh, sensation.
It made
I'm
me
telling
sad,
you, man,
though.
Coffee combine.
Because I really do. I do think that Panera might be on their way out, though, Joe.
No, don't say that, Bob.
I really do.
I'm going to do everything I can to keep these guys going.
You are? I mean, look, you're giving them a lot.
The Sip Club ain't going to help them.
Well, Sip Club actually going in there won't. And just
buying a new cup every day.
It's bringing new people in.
I think
a lot of people, the idea is you go in for a coffee. Most people don't have the resolve to walk out without getting something else.
Well, you have that resolve.
Lately, I have.
Yeah, but you got people like yourself who are abusing the system of the Sip Club. You're going in multiple times. You're getting multiple cups of
coffee. It's like a gym membership. I'm using what they're giving me.
Right, but I think they're expecting you at the Sip Club. I think they're expecting you to get a couple breakfast items with the coffee that you're not
getting.
If it needs
keeping Panera in business, I'll start getting some extra items.
He'll grab a scone or something like that. That's not beyond Joseph.
Mikey, I'm going to tell you this right now. I could see a day where Joey D tells us that he has been sponsored by Panera.
I'm not.
It had already been happening. It's a weird dynamic.
It's a very niche.
It really is. Yeah. It
you
really
know
is.
When I'm passionate about something, I'll just speak my mind about it.
By the way.
Coffee Combine is on, by the way.
I'm
going to bring the Kuiper wig and I'll do the Kuiper.
That'd be great. We're due for some sort of challenge or something along those.
By the way, I got Rex flying in for restaurants while we're there. I got some good Rex.
Oh, Talladega? By the way, Perez was saying that Talladega is even a stranger place than Daytona in the sense
I don't know.
Of the characters.
I was told by my buddy who is a avid NASCAR fan that Talladega is like Daytona on steroids. That was how it was described.
Apparently the cars
me.
Are so fast they
put a restrictor
forget about,
plate
forget
on
about,
the cars.
Forget about the cars. I'm talking about the people that attend the fence. Now we got robbed of our
we didn't really
Daytona.
See much at Daytona.
We're gonna see it in Talladega.
When Daytona is like Paris compared to Talladega.
When we went to those merch trucks, I saw everything that I needed to know just by going into the... We love NASCAR, by the way. Big NASCAR.
Love
NASCAR. We do, and we're excited. But I got to see this. I can't imagine a world where I'm more out of place than I was in Daytona, Florida, just for that brief time that we were there. We got
Well,
robbed.
I mean, you made us wear fucking pit jackets to a fucking 5-star steakhouse. So, yeah.
It was
a wonderful dinner.
It's a great dinner.
Yeah, it was a great dinner.
I honestly think if there is a Ruth Chris in Talladega, I think
so.
We
no Ruth
hit
Chris,
respect.
But there's a Fleming's apparently and a Perry's.
Fleming's pretty good.
Perry's is very good from what I've heard. Perry's.
We owe ourselves another steak dinner.
We do. Yeah. We definitely do. The best seafood tower we've ever seen. I will say, by the way, just in regards to the weekend that just took place. Great weekend, a lot of fun vibes at Carbone. I think we're off the charts. I think everybody had their A game. Me and Joe kind of spoiled it with our lunch. We did have a big lunch.
Oh, we ruined it.
Yeah.
It's a shitty pub that we shouldn't have been. And they charge us $270, Mikey, to sit there for 3 hours.
What?
Because it was March Madness going on, and
it went towards our.
There was a cover charge or what?
It went towards our bill. We had to pay that, so we just started ordering tons of food to make up the cost. And the food was not great, and it banged.
We ordered a ton of food at Carbone, like a ton of food at Carbone.
It didn't hit the way I wanted it to hit. The vibes in there, everything were great. It just the food didn't hit the way that I wanted it to hit, and partially I think.
We boiled
it through lunch. I really do. Now, I will say that. Go ahead.
No, finish off, and then I'll add to what I was going to say.
I am not just doing this out of a bias side. I still think Carbone's really good. The vibes were immaculate. They were so good to us. If you gave me Rayo's and Carbone food-wise,
Harlem.
Well, yeah, Rayo's Harlem. But the thing is, though, Mikey, honestly, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, The thing with Rayo's Harlem is the vibes are so good because you can't get in there. It's so exclusive that it makes it amazing. The food, pound for pound, is actually pretty similar to the one in Hollywood. It's not that big of a difference.
I think it's pretty similar. I will say objectively, it's very similar. I've been to Carbone many times. I would take it over Rayo's personally. But that's me. Everybody's different. I will say this is that, like, I will now, the next time we know we're going for a big dinner, I may have breakfast and then nothing else.
I know. I know.
And you know what? It's just, you know, because you know there's going to be such an overload.
Next time you guys are in, and Coogs made the recommendation, it was silly of me not to mention it. His wife works at this place, Augustino's in Hoboken, which is frequented by, there's only like 9 tables in the place. It is off the charts. It's our kind of place. It's old school. Shout out Augustino's. This place, for anyone who's eaten there, you could fire in the comments if you're from that area. You know as well as I do, that food does not miss. That will be the next destination when we're back in that area.
Will we be able to get in?
Yeah, because I know, because Coogs' wife works there.
Yes. Okay, but I mean, it makes it sound very, very exclusive.
It is. It's tough to get. It's an 8-9 table place. It's tough to get in. I kind of like that.
It was not fair to Carbone to do what we did with that lunch. It was just unnecessary amount of food for lunch. And again, Carbone was still fine, but it didn't hit the way that it could have. Vibes, I thought, were tremendous. Teddy Ballgame made the trip. Everybody was enjoying himself. Hey. Doesn't matter where you are, what time it is. If you say, hey, Teddy, we're here, you want to come by.
He's a rider.
He really is. One of the ultimate riders. Mikey B, buy or sell, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to sell. I'm going to sell this. This, it came out today. NFL's banning hip drop tackles. This league is just, they just keep finding ways to slow the game down. Today, they made 2 big rule changes. Now you could get a 3rd challenge if you just get one of your challenges right. It used to be you had to nail both challenges, you get the 3rd challenge. Now all you got to do is nail one, you get the 3rd challenge. The hip drop tackle, 15 yards, automatic 1st down. It just seems to me like they just want all offense, no defense, which we knew already. They want points, points, points. They want the quarterbacks to light it up. Nobody to touch the quarterbacks. Fine. But the game is just going to move at a snail's pace. The hip drop tackle itself is going to be so subject to what the referee interprets as a hip drop tackle, because it's such a weird kind of a play. It's not concrete like a face mask or a horse collar tackle. It's not like that. So I just don't understand why the NFL, like, they're changing these rules. Like, I just think there's other areas they can improve. I'm selling the hip drop, these new NFL rules, the hip drop tackle in particular. I think it's terrible. I think it's just terrible.
Well, they saw Mark Andrews go down like that. They're trying to protect the guys.
I get it, but my God, dude.
Yo, it is hard to be on defense in the NFL, man. It's especially the cornerbacks. We've talked about it before. Cornerback is the hardest position, I think, in all of sports.
But so, well, I think quarterback's the toughest, because you don't even see good there's like 5 really good quarterbacks in the whole world. Like, I'm talking next level great quarterbacks. But I would say under that, Bob, you're 100% right. I say corner is the hardest position to play.
Joey, let me ask you something. If you were to be a professional athlete, what do you think you have the best shot at being good in?
Goalie, no?
I would think so.
Not anymore. I'm wildly out of shape. Like, if I just picked a position, I mean, I think a punter's got it pretty good.
Yeah, but you think that you could kick, but that you could go into, that you can go into now and be successful or somewhat successful. Oh,
just walk into something?
That if you had to go into any sport and pick something, I'm going to ask Mikey, and Mikey's going to say something like middle linebacker, and it's going to be the most absurd thing of all time. What do you think it is?
What about like a designated hitter?
Hitting a baseball is the toughest thing you do in all sports.
No. But you barely get called into the game.
No, Joe, you're in the lineup the entire time.
You don't have to play the field, but you got to hit.
Always?
And by the way, playing the field.
You're thinking of a pinch hitter. Do you want to be a professional pinch hitter?
Well, they only come in the game sometimes once every, barely come in. And if they strike out, they strike out.
Sure.
Mikey V, what would you be?
Tight end.
Pinch hitter is what I'm saying. Tight end?
Yeah.
I knew he was going to say something.
You would last a fucking half a season. That's tight end.
Well, not now. I mean, we got a broken body. Decrepit. Yeah, it's broken.
You got a broken body.
But I think
you'd be a good walking tight end.
If I was like healed, and I was like in the state of like my 26, 25-year-old self, sure. tight end.
I think you'd be a good blocking tight end.
No, I got hands, dude. I catch the ball. I got soft fucking hands.
Wait,
bro.
You think how many catches do you think? I think we went through this before, but do you think you'd have over or under two catches a game?
A game like averaging? That's tough. I mean, you know, tight ends. I mean, the best tight ends. I mean, I don't even think average, you know, five catches a game. So
Kelce gets like eight catches a game.
Kelce's the greatest the tight end of all time, yeah. Arguably.
That's not a good example there, Joe.
Yeah, okay, I would say, no, yeah, I would say right around two. I think it's fair, but red zone, I'd be a nightmare. Nightmare matchup in the red zone. Nightmare matchup.
It's a
nightmare matchup, Bob. All right, Bob, your turn. Go ahead.
Could you go up? Could you go up and get a high pass?
I'll go up.
Man,
catch radius is off the charts.
I would say something in the bullpen, but I would get lit up, so I can't.
You know,
even
that's
say
such
like
a pressure middle position.
Very yeah, much.
I mean,
so.
I would.
That's
just
the hardest position. You got to come in, and people expect you to close out games.
I could see Bob coming in like the eighth inning is like the setup for the closer, and like they start blasting like Neil Diamond,
Billy Joel,
Bonnie, Bonnie talks, can sing and dance, and he can't walk.
He just comes out and he starts.
He throws the ball like the guy from Rookie of the Year, Chet Stedman.
Oh, yeah. Don't call me Rocket anymore.
I'm a hard sell. I am selling. I think I've just this franchise is just so lost. And out of all the fast food places, they have consistently come out with horrible idea after horrible idea. It is KFC.
What do they do now? You sold them already.
Oh, coming out with the chicken pizza. It is one of
the pizza.
Yeah. It looks absolutely. Now, that's something we should send your way, Mikey. We've kind of just had this thing where we always.
Looks like the worst fucking thing you could ever fucking put in your mouth. Mike, we should send you one of those. Yeah. Great for you. Sure. Oh, it looks like fucking poison. Yeah,
I will say their double down was innovative.
Innovative? Joe, it looked absolutely ridiculous.
Well, the chicken was the bun. It was pretty cool.
Then you got just grease all over your hand. There's no logical way to eat. Well, by the way, with the what was in the middle of that chicken thing?
More chicken. I don't even. What was in the middle of that? What
I couldn't
was
even
in
tell
the middle
you.
Of that.
I couldn't even tell.
I don't
you.
Know. I don't know. Was it another piece? It couldn't have been another piece.
I think it was a chicken.
No, the one that they did have was two donuts with the chicken inside of it.
Yeah, dude.
I can't believe
here it is. Here
that
it
this is getting approved.
Double Down is a sandwich offered by Kentucky Fried Chicken. It has two pieces of fried chicken filet as opposed to bread containing bacon, cheese, and a sauce.
Right, it's just bacon and cheese in the middle. Yeah.
I mean, look at that.
You gotta be a fat bastard to eat that, bro. I'm sorry. Like, you really gotta be like. Now, listen, I would eat it. I would eat it. There's no question that I would eat it. But, like, you know, I just get concerned.
I heard it was pretty good.
There's people out there that really, like, eat that, like, on a daily basis, which is concerning. That's very concerning.
No buns, all meats.
Oh, and the donut one. I mean, I can't believe that this is getting approved. That out of all the people that they got to go through, that this gets it's amazing to me.
I will say, Bob, of all the fast food chains,
green light.
All the fast food chains, no one's doing pizza, man. No one is touching pizza. McDonald's used to have a phenomenal pizza. They got
Didn't
rid of
they
it.
Really?
Yeah, it was sensational. McDonald's had a great pizza back in the day. It was a pan pizza, and it was awesome.
Really?
It's really
but like childhood memories, man. To me, Domino's, Pizza Hut, like those kind of places, Papa John's, like those are fast food pizza places, in my opinion. Like those are a variation of a fast food. But their specialty is pizza. Like, that's not.
Yeah, they called it the Mc.
I wouldn't refer to Domino's as a pizzeria. I'd refer to it as a fast food pizza place.
I don't think you could really do it fast. Like, if you're in a drive-through, how fast could you possibly get the pizza out there?
I don't. The way they sling those fucking things, I don't know. I don't know how they're made. I don't want to know how they're made. I don't know. I don't know.
McDonald's. McDonald's pizza was shockingly good.
See, I'll tell you, I could get behind that.
I would love people in the comments to share that. As a child, the pan pizza from McDonald's was good.
Yeah.
I was devastated when they got rid of it.
I don't think I was around for that.
No, I don't. Okay. It was early 90s, Bob.
Here's what I'll say about that. It's like, if you're telling me that you are in the mood to have that's something not it, like that, Joe.
That looks pretty fucking good.
It was great.
If you're in the mood to have a specific pizza, like a Domino's or a Pizza Hut or something like that, but like, you're not going to tell me that like I'm in the mood for pizza and that's the route I'm going to go.
No, but that's the same
thing.
I'm
just saying no one's doing it.
Fast food, anything's the same.
Oh, like I disagree with that.
Bob. Wendy's doesn't do pizza. Burger King doesn't do pizza. McDonald's doesn't do pizza.
No, I know that.
None of those chains do pizza. There's a market to do. If you have kids, especially, why not add a pizza?
Because I guess if you're saying to yourself, like, I'm in the mood for a great burger, like, you wouldn't just be like, all right, I'm going to go to a McDonald's, would you?
I'm saying there's...
You'd want to go to, like, a bar grill type of place that makes, like, a real burger.
I'm saying if you're going to a fast food spot and they got a pizza, like, you could incorporate, like, a hot and ready in a McDonald's. It would crush.
You've said that McDonald's kind of rested on their laurels with what they have. Maybe that's the move for them.
Could be the answer, McDonald's.
If you're listening.
By the way, we visited Cousins Maine Lobster a couple weeks ago that we didn't address. Awesome. It was terrific. It was really good.
Oh, so good, Mikey.
Not going to Maine anytime soon, but it was good.
Yeah, it was good. it was really good. All right, fellas. It might be that time. A little bit shorter of a podcast here today, but it is time this week for our top five snake draft. We are going to be doing top five sports movies. Joey D with a big time dub last week wasn't even remotely close. So Joey D, you are going to go ahead and decide where you want to be in the draft. Then Mikey, I think I came in second.
Yeah, Bob came second.
Yeah, he did.
I think I came in second, and then Mikey. So, Joey D, where in the snake draft order would you like to go today?
This has been tough. I've been thinking about this throughout the day, what I wanted to do, because I felt like last week had a distinct advantage coming in the third spot. But I'm going to go first, which means Michael will go second, and Bob, you will have the third and then the fourth pick, then coming it back up.
Interesting.
I've looked at the movies, I've assessed the movies, top five sports movies, there's a lot of good ones, but I feel like the movie that I'm going to pick is a no-brainer top five, to the point where I think it gives me an advantage having it in my list. So I'm going to go with my first pick overall. I'm going to take Remember the Titans.
I should have known. I mean, I should have. Who am I? I should have known. That is my number one.
I just think it's such a good movie, such great acting, so memorable. I think no one will ever question it being a top five movie. So I'm going to take Remember the Titans, and then I'm just going to hope to God that I get something decent coming on the way back.
Okay, I'm going to take a movie which I think is my list is like, I want to pick really good movies also. And this movie to me is an excellent movie, period. And it just happens to be a sports movie, but it's a great movie. Rocky. Give me Rocky. Original.
Rocky 1?
Now that I was going to bring Rocky up is, one. Do you have to
you
now?
You can do a sequel. You can give you a sequel
do,
if you want.
You could do another one, yeah.
Rocky 1 is the benchmark.
It's pretty spectacular.
Although Rocky
4 is very good.
We can come back with another Rocky, though, correct?
You could. Should you want to, sure.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. Give me The Sandlot.
Oh, that's a great pick, Bob.
I'm going to take
a very good pick.
Sandlot, and then I'm going to back that up with Miracle. So give me The Sandlot.
That's two good picks, Bob.
And give me Miracle. I think it's a hot start. I like that start a lot.
That's a really good start.
Go ahead and mark me down
for this stuff's scary, man. And there's a lot of pride in the top fives now.
There is a lot of pride. Give me Happy Gilmore.
That's a good one too. All right, I got a couple picks here that I thought would have been off the board.
Great pick, Michael.
I'm gonna go. Damn, man! I thought that some of these other ones were gonna get taken, and now I'm scrambling here. All right, I am gonna go with my next pick. I'm gonna go Friday Night Lights.
Great pick.
Fuck. And then on the way back, I don't know how this is gonna do, but to me, it's one of the best ever. I'm gonna go Field of Dreams.
Okay. Give me Major League.
And now, do I have two coming my way now?
You have two now, Bob.
Yes, you do.
Go ahead. This is huge, all right. Man. I'm going to take whatever. Wow, this is great. This is fun. Snake drafts are fun.
Yeah, it changes the whole dynamic.
I'm going to take the Rocky movie versus Drago, which I believe was
Rocky
was,
Rocky four.
Was that
Rocky four? That's a good one, Bob. Bob's got a great list going.
Give me that. Yeah, I feel good about this.
This is another pick now.
Yeah, I think I got my next pick. I'm going to go with give me Rudy. I'm going to go with Rudy there.
Go ahead and give me Caddyshack.
I hated that movie.
You hated Caddyshack?
No, I shouldn't even say that I hated it, but I didn't last long. It just, it was too, it was so
too
like,
old.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Coach Carter.
Fuck.
And then this is my last pick. This is my last pick. Oh my God. There's two that are really close here. Oh man. This is the make or break it here. This is the make or break it here. Because if I have one bad pick, I'm done. All right, I know what I'm going to go with. For my last pick, and I this is a make or break it, I'm going with Rookie of the Year for my last pick.
Okay, Michael, that brings it on over to you, big dog.
Yeah, it's a toss-up between two for me right here. Man, a lot of the stuff I wanted stayed on the board. I was surprised.
I know, same.
It's really, this is a toss up between the two. Man, oh man. I'm going to go, it's a football movie and it was a toss up, but I'm going to go with Any Given Sunday.
That's okay.
A good one too. Bobby,
I got my five. I'm going Moneyball.
That was the other one I was thinking about. That's a great movie.
Tell you what, I think this is going to be very close. I think this is going to be very, very close.
By the way, some of the movies, Mighty Ducks never got mentioned. Jerry Maguire.
Mighty Ducks, Raging Bull.
Space Jam.
Hoosiers. Space Jam.
Creed, Hoosiers.
Bull Durham, White Man Can't Jump. Varsity Blues.
We Are Marshall.
You know what? By the way, you know what's an amazing movie that probably wouldn't play well with people as far as the list goes, but it is underrated. One of the best sports movies I've ever seen is Warrior with Tom Hardy.
Yeah, I've
ever watched.
Yeah,
that.
I've seen it.
My God, I absolutely loved that.
You know what I love, Mikey, and I think that you would like this is Mickey Rourke, the wrestler.
Yeah, I've seen it, bro. Great movie.
It's awesome. Bob, have you ever watched that movie?
Randy the Ram.
No.
Bob, you never watched that movie?
Yeah,
Bob. That movie is unbelievable. Oh, Bob, do me a favor and try to watch. I think you'll get through it. It's really, really, really good, man.
And you know what I want you to do, Joe? I want you to watch this Nickelodeon doc.
I'll watch it, I promise.
I want you to watch this Nickelodeon doc.
Good to know you want me to be traumatized.
It is. All right. So, Mikey, why don't you read off what everybody has here?
Joe's got Remember the Titans, Friday Night Lights, Field of Dreams, Coach Carter, Rookie of the Year. I think it's a good list. Bob, you got Sandlot, Miracle, Rocky IV, Rudy, and Moneyball.
That's really good, too.
I have Rocky One, Happy Gilmore, Major League, Caddyshack, and Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
I think all the lists are good.
I think it's going to be the closest that we've had.
I think it's going to be the closest one we've had. It's very...
subjective movie list. Yeah, it's
very subjective. Like someone like me, you watch Rookie of the Year and it's like nostalgic, and some people will love it.
I love Rookie of the Year.
But then some people will be like, that's a terrible movie. You know what I'm saying? Like the same
thing.
But
I'm gonna say the same thing for like, yeah, Caddyshack. Major League is another one that's like a cult movie. Like people are, you know,
I feel like
you're either obsessed with it or you're not.
People are gonna be very biased and very like what they like a lot. So I'm interested. I think this is probably our closest list to date.
Yeah. We needed it because last week was a blowout.
Probably
the biggest blowout that we've had. So very, very interesting. Oh, real quick, Joe, you might have sold this before. Just the last thought that I have here as we get ready to close down. I did get the new iPhone. The fact that they now, you can't connect.
The charger.
It is really one
but
of
don't
the...
Don't they give you the new charger with the phone?
No.
They
no.
Don't even... Oh, yeah. First off, no. It's a new wire, so...
They don't tell you either.
They don't even give you the charger. Like, they only give you the wire. Yeah, and then you have to go and you have to buy...
I think it's like $20 or something like that, $25.
Because it's really a USB-C to USB-C, so you don't have a USB-C block more than likely.
Yeah.
Can
I tell you something, though, Bob?
USB.
Go ahead.
That thing's a supercharger.
Yo,
that thing will charge your phone so fast to the point where you don't even worry about it after you like I was like you what was pissed when I first had to buy in the store when I used it I was like you know what this thing your phone will be charged from like 0 to 30 in like 15 to 20
minutes.
USB-C is goated, bro.
I gotta charge it.
It's a game changer, Bob.
I got to charge it now, so I'm looking forward to
15-20 minutes. You'll be at over 25%.
You know, another thing that I got is I got the back to the phone. Like I got the double charger.
Oh yeah, but you got to charge
the charging case
pack.
or
the pack. battery pack,
the magnetic pack.
It. Yeah, I got the
I got the magnetic pack. Doesn't work that great. It doesn't charge nearly like a cord does. It does not.
So, do you like using it though?
Here's the thing.
It's a lifesaver.
If you're on the phone while you use the magnetic battery pack and you're actively on the phone, it's just going to keep you exactly where you are. You're not getting any juice. It's just not going to drop you. You'll stay where you are. Oh. If you leave it alone, it'll charge it.
But that's okay.
Is it though?
I mean, the other part, Bob, is if you're not on top of it and you're not charging the battery pack, then you might as well call it quits because that thing, it's not going to give you any juice.
Just keep that USB-C to USB-C cord with a block and you'll never, like, it's just, Joe's right, it charges so fast, it's insane. Yeah,
my phone lasts the whole day. Now, the problem with the iPhones is that the old ones, they make it so that, like, over time,
in a year, your battery's going to be dog shit.
But right now, Bob, you got the optimal phone, the optimal charger, you cannot do any better. You're gonna be really happy with where you stand.
It wasn't even the block that you had to buy that really bothered me. It's just the fact now that the wire that the everyday iPhone, like I can't go plug into anybody's thing. I gotta have this specific charger, which to me that's the killer. But that's neither here nor there. Now here's the deal, fellas. Any and all eyes are on Talladega right now. I think it's going to be absolutely spectacular. As you may or may not know, we are absolutely NASCAR people, and we're looking forward to that. So good quality stuff coming up on the docket. Fellas, that does it. Another edition here at the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I love you. I appreciate you. And we will see you next time, boys. Take care.